Exclusive, Representative Matt Gaetz, some colleagues suspicious of a Secret Service mole. By Hannah Knudsen on September 19, 2024. Some lawmakers are suspicious of a potential mole in the U.S. Secret Service following the second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Host Mike Slater pointed to the fact that now, after the second assassination attempt on Trump, the aura of invincibility of the Secret Service is disappearing, which could lead to more individuals with ill intent attempting to go after the former president. It's a great point. The barrier to entry to assassination chaos seems to be lowered, Gaetz said, noting that he has colleagues who are suspicious that there is something more nefarious at play within the Secret Service. I have Republican colleagues who have not ruled out a mole inside the Secret Service of providing information about points of vulnerability, he said. I've not seen evidence of that, but I've got colleagues that are very, very smart at this who say they can't rule that out, given some of the anomalies and the fact pattern here. More likely, Gaetz said, there is such a sense of disdain for Trump, and there's such a desire to diminish him within some of these agencies that giving him less protection, not having him surrounded by a bunch of strong men that appear authoritative in nature, that type of a virtue signal to drain protective resources away is tolerated because, frankly, in their heart of hearts, they don't think much of Trump. Gaetz added that they don't think much of safety and security, and it's that disregard that I think has created that dynamic Slater described. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, September 19, 2024. Of the suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh specifically, Gaetz said it will be quite concerning if they find out he was receiving communications or inspiration or financing from foreign entities. That's deeply concerning. The fact that days before this attempted assassination, I had someone from Homeland Security in my office warning me about a Ukrainian assassination team working in the country, and then this guy shows up, proverbially wrapped in the Ukrainian flag, lobbing bullets into Trump National. That's concerning to me. Those connections have to be looked at, he said. And I think it's more probable than not that this shooter had foreign contacts that were involved in financing some feature of his operation. Related, Dem Rep. Moskowitz, I don't have faith in Secret Service, call for more funding is odd. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.